Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when the paranormal follows you everywhere.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. We love hearing and sharing and reading your ghost stories. So call one in if you want. 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you can certainly do that along with advanced episodes, access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. You can go through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You and I are busy making plans.
We got plans. Shall we tell everybody?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. We're going to go to Chicago and see the Cubs. And there's a great art exhibit that I want to go see. A surrealist artist by the name of Remedios Varo, who is amazing. If you haven't, go look her up. It's incredible work. And so we have plans. We have big plans we're so excited about.
I know. We get to see the Cubs and all of the fun. And then I just sent an email to this guy who does ghost tours in Chicago, who was on the Grave Talks with me, Tony Zabelski. And so I messaged him. I'm like, hey, any way that we can maybe do a ghost tour while we're there? So I don't know. We'll find out. But I think a ghost tour, some art, and the Cubs. I mean, could a weekend get any bigger and better than that?
No, that's like it checks every box about us, right?
Then as long as we get some good food, we're ready to go.
That's right.
And by good food, I do not mean deep dish pizza. I cannot eat it. With all respect to everyone who loves the Chicago deep dish pizza, it just kills my stomach. I can't.
Yeah. No. I mean, I would like to because it's delicious, but it just doesn't sit with me either.
It does not sit with me. So
no.
So we've got this story today that's like really long. So there's only one story, but it's a long one. So
that's okay.
Yeah. So here we go. It says, I remember like it was yesterday, December 14th. I don't know what year, but this is how this story starts. I had just become a high school freshman that fall, and it was the last day of school before winter break. I was called into the office for an early pickup by one of my aunts. That does not sound good right there. We were heading to the hospital. That day, every kind of thought became a possibility in my mind of about what I was to encounter. My childhood was awesome up until that hospital visit. It didn't matter how much I thought I prepared myself. It wasn't the way a 14-year-old should see their mom.
Oh,
I can't.
Oh, dear.
Says, yeah. Later that night, she passed away. Crushed me like a ton of bricks. To make things worse, I had no say in anything because I was so young. I had an older sister, but my mom's will was for me to move to California with one of my aunts who never had children. What a joy. And then in parentheses, it says sarcastically. We bumped heads like crazy, but I lived with her until I turned 18, and then she kicked me out for being rebellious. Okay, so I'm just going to add in right there, like, at 14, going through all of that and losing your mom and moving someplace else, I see why you were rebellious. I get that.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, I was rebellious without having that sort of, you know, the whole trauma of everything that was going on. So I think it makes total sense that, yeah you're going to act out somewhat. Right. Especially if the aunt wasn't particularly nurturing, you know, and you were kind of butting heads with her anyway.
I want to say I'm really sorry all that happened to you.
I am, too.
Because that would be really hard.
Yeah.
So it says I moved around quite a bit until I finally settled in with one of my good friends from high school and her aunt. We attended college together and hung out with the same group. Eventually, we moved from her aunt's and into our own space. This is where I had my very first paranormal experience. I went to sleep on our couch as usual, but had a dream about my mom. In my dream, I was crying, but then I heard my mom's voice and began to feel some tickles on the side of my back. I thought I'd woken up because I could clearly see everything in the living room. She was talking and her voice was coming from behind me, so I was trying to turn around to see her, but there was a force that kept pushing my head back forward, like whatever it was didn't want me to see her or something. After that, I realized I really wasn't awake until I'd opened my eyes and sat up. And although it was just a dream, I still felt the imprint of the tickles on my back. It didn't scare me because I missed her and I really wanted to see her. It's just that I'd never experienced anything like that before. However, it seemed like since that happened, it's like it opened doors to more encounters because a few years after that, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and you know there are a lot of homes there that have hidden doors and hidden passages. This is where I had the most experiences. I never knew that about Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I think it sort of makes sense.
Well, in the South, yeah.
Yeah, and with the whole Civil mm-hmm. War thing, you know, right? If you had hidden, you know, if you were trying to move slaves out, you know, if you were an abolitionist living down there and trying to, you know, help move, you know, slaves underground.
Totally makes sense.
You know, so it makes sense.
It says, so the high school friend I'd previously lived with moved to Atlanta while I stayed in California, but then she invited me to live with her in a huge house where she was a live-in babysitter. Surprisingly, the couple agreed because they trusted her and they had the extra space, which was downstairs in the basement. They turned it into two rooms, one an actual bedroom, which was hers, and the other, which was like an all-purpose room with a couch and a whole bunch of junk, was mine. My room had a door that led to the backyard, and I didn't like that. Even with all of its locks and chains, I didn't feel secure, but I stuck it out. That sentence right there really bugs me. Even with all the of its locks and chains, I guess that means to the backyard door, but it just, it's some kind of creepy place that's already given you creeps and there's locks and chains and stuff. I don't know. The same day that I arrived, the couple was out of town with their child, so it was just me and my friend. I took a tour of the house, which was two very spacious levels with a pool out back, and then headed down to the basement to see my room, and that's when I saw how it looked. I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the one downstairs, and that's where I found the short extra door. I opened it because I was curious and didn't stick my head in. But seeing the pitch black coming from the other side gave me chills enough to learn how to hold my pee at night. So that's kind of like the bathroom when we were kids. It had that weird
room. It had a door, and it was a short door.
And you would lay in bed even though you had to pee, but you weren't about to get up in the middle of the night till the sun came up.
No.
And then you could go downstairs.
Yeah.
We always kept the bathroom door closed, especially as soon as night fell. Nothing happened the first couple of nights, but by the third one, I was scared as shit. The weather decided that it wanted to be extremely windy that night. I was laying down on the couch trying to get to sleep, but kept hearing the wind whistling through the door frame. I pulled the blanket up over my head and made a little hole just big enough so I could breathe. I was hot as heck, but that blanket wasn't coming off. I get that.
I do too.
I don't know when, but I fell asleep somehow. I began to dream about something. What? I don't know. But I felt a sensation go through my stomach, to my back, and into the couch. When I woke up, it was morning, and the sun was shining through the little curtain on the door. I sat up and still felt that sensation in my back. I want to say that maybe it had something to do with me opening that little door in the bathroom, but then again, it could have been already lingering in the house. I just didn't know. Right, because you don't know what's in that house.
Right, yeah. I mean, we can't just jump to that conclusion that, you know, opening the door did something.
And it could be, too, that, you know, you're in a new place. You're not feeling super safe there. There's a weird door that goes to the backyard. So it could be a lot of things.
Exactly.
It says, I didn't have any more encounters in that house because we quickly moved from there into a two-bedroom apartment, which I ended up leaving because of personal reasons. This is where my encounters became bolder and more terrifying. After first arriving in Atlanta and living with my friend for a little bit, we went to an open mic at one of the well-known cafes downtown. The live band that was playing that night was already established and pretty well known around town. I got up on stage, vibed out with them, and they became interested in me as a female vocalist to join, so about a week later I did.
Oh, that's good for awesome. You. You go, girl.
I mean, hats off on the getting the gig, but hats off on being brave enough to join an established band on an open mic night. I'm impressed.
Well, yeah, to jump up there and do it. Good for you.
Over a period of time, we became close, so close that I ended up moving in with some of the members into a 3-bedroom for which they were already living, and this came after leaving the apartment with my friend. I had the couch, again, of course. Can't seem to stay away from it. But it was no big deal. I'm not the petty type, so I moved in and things were going pretty well. I'm a night person, so I stay up past 3 a.m. a lot because that's when I'm most creative in my songwriting, but it never bothered the others because they had rooms and could shut their doors. So one morning, I stayed up but began dozing off. Check the clock. It was 4 a.m. The atmosphere started feeling a little weird, but I didn't really think much about it because I was sleepy. I laid down, drifted off, and that sensation from the other house happened to me again. It went through my stomach, to my back, and into the couch. But this time I heard what sounded like bubbles in my ears, like being underwater, as it was traveling through. It lingered for a while. I woke up, but didn't want to move because the lights were off, so I just threw the covers over my head and waited for the sun to come out. I didn't mention it to any of the members because I didn't think they'd believe me. From that point on, every morning at 4 a.m., I would wake up without fail. Something weird would fill the atmosphere. Since it was hard to sleep, I got a kitten to keep me company. Usually, he would sleep on top of the couch above my head, but when 4 a.m. hit, he was nowhere to be found, not until the sun came up. So one night, I decided that I was going to stay up the whole time into the sunrise. When 4 a.m. came, the intensity of the atmosphere was mad strong. So I called a friend of mine to come get me because at this point, I was actually terrified and couldn't stay. He got to my front door. I opened it. We were both standing there greeting each other. Oh, wait, I get an opportunity to use this. I opened it. We were both standing there greeting each other. And then, in a deep, demon-like voice, I heard,
"Get out."
Okay, just in case you didn't hear that.
In a demon-like voice, it was all like, "Get out."
That was like if I was a gay man.
Yeah, a gay demon voice.
Or I could do it like,
"Get out."
I don't know what that was. An old lady demon.
"Get out."
I don't know. There's just some variations. I don't know what they heard. So I just want to make sure we've got all the bases covered. So pick from one of those. So they heard "get out." Me and my friend looked at each other like, "What the F?" His eyes already big, but they got even bigger as he asked out of shock if I heard that, and I responded with a yes. He grabbed my arm and was like, "Let's go." I moved out the next day. Okay, that's some scary shit.
Yeah.
That's something you would have said anyway. Maybe you should try to stay up until that time and see. So she did that. Stayed up until that time, and it got so intense she couldn't even stay there.
Ooh.
And her little kitten's long gone because her kitten's like, "I can't stay there at 4 a.m. Shit goes down."
Yeah.
And it's so weird that your friend would have heard it. Now, maybe it could have been somebody playing a joke on you, but I don't know. You just feel the energy change.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can feel energy like that. That is creepy. My next encounter wasn't as terrifying, but if you weren't used to being around the paranormal stuff, you would be. So after that whole ordeal and some many, many years later, after I'd had my two daughters, who were 1 year old and 5 months old, I was able to kind of prepare myself for this one. My roommate's sister was getting a divorce, so she wanted to move out with her two sons. Even though we only had a two-bedroom apartment, my roommate still made space in her room for them. That's nice, because, you know, she needed a place to go. Now, before she moved in with us, she would tell us about this spirit that would follow her no matter where she moved. She gave him a name. I think it was Dave. In the house she shared with her husband was this spirit, and he would go through the house flicking lights, turning things off and on, moving things around. I wasn't afraid, but at the same time I was, not until she moved in and I knew what was about to happen. That time she came with her sons, I was watching TV and the lights went out. I was in the room with my two daughters who were sound asleep, thankfully. Because it was so dark, I wanted to make sure that I had the remote nearby to turn the TV on when the lights came back on. Which is weird that the TV would stay on, but the lights went out. I knew exactly where the remote was, but when I went to feel for it, it wasn't there. Now, that wouldn't have been paranormal, because you're like, okay, it's between the sofa cushions.
Yeah, because I'm looking for a remote, like, you know, five times a day.
Right. So it says, I took a deep breath, the lights came back on, and the remote was sitting in the exact spot where I was feeling for it. I kind of laughed it off, but it was a nervous laugh. After that, I turned on the TV to give the baby some light while I went to take a shower. I went into the bathroom like normal and took my shower. It was a little steamy in there, so when I got out, the mirror had some fog over it. As I went to wipe it, this ghostly face came into clear view. I felt my heart drop and couldn't scream, even if I wanted to, because of the shock. I just turned away, hurried up out of there, and went to my babies, which you would, because it's like, got to make sure your kids are okay.
Yeah. You got to be careful of those mirrors.
Yeah. But if you've been living there, no problem, and all of a sudden Dave moves in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this next sentence does surprise me because it says, surprisingly, I was still able to sleep. That does surprise me. Mm-hmm. Because the next morning, my roommate's sister came to me and said, you know, Dave was in the bathroom with you last night.
Oh.
That's a creepy thing to say.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I know. I saw him. And I'm thinking to myself, this is some crazy shit.
Well, how did she know?
I have no idea.
It doesn't tell us?
It's a, well, I don't know. Maybe it will.
Okay. Maybe it
so
will.
So it says,
okay.
But I was able to handle it. I'm thinking this is some crazy shit, but I was able to handle it. And from there, the experiences just kept coming, and they still do today. So I guess it does. Maybe she knows what Dave does. Maybe she saw Dave go in there.
I don't know.
I've even seen a demon face on a person that I knew, with a wide, creepy grin and the deep-set eyes. That would be weird. I'm telling you right now, Kathy, if I ever look at you and you get this creepy grin and deep-set eyes, I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. Don't you ever look at me like that again.
Oh.
What's going on with your face? It says, I've seen shadows walking past the bedroom door multiple times. Even my children have. Doesn't say anything about them moving, so I'm assuming they're all in the same apartment. That's a lot of kids in two bedrooms.
Well, but it sounded like it's been a few years now, so maybe they've moved.
Yeah, I hope so. I've seen shadows. Blah, blah, blah. I was home alone one time. I heard a knock on the bathroom door. Oh, thinking my husband had just come home. So apparently she's gone on and got married. But when I opened it, no one was home. I've seen swirly shadows in the hallways of two of the places I used to live with my family. I always feel a cool wind pass me by. When I'm lying in bed at night, I can hear when something enters the room because it sounds like the energy coming from a TV when it's first turned on. That's interesting that she feels the energy from the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel when something is hovering over me because the energy around it would feel different than in front of me. Because I've had so many encounters with the unknown, it's gotten to the point of where I kind of expect it. So when people don't believe that these things do exist, I kind of wish that they would get that shocking experience. Then they would think differently about it. Now, it's when you start getting off into the seances and the whole Ouija board thing and all the voodoo stuff, then I have to pass because I'm not trying to open up anything and let whatever out into the atmosphere. That's like asking for something to happen to you.
That is exactly the way you feel about it.
Mm-hmm. I do. Very much mm-hmm. so. I don't go looking for stuff. It just kind of finds me. But then again, I am a Pisces and one of my daughters is a Gemini. So mixed with our intuition and experience with the paranormal is actually kind of etched into our being to experience these events. That's the whole thing's interesting to mm-hmm. me. And I do think that things happen more to people who are more open to it, like you and me. Like mm-hmm. we have had multiple encounters, multiple places. You have them all of your places.
Yeah.
I have not had any in this place. Well, maybe a couple of things, but not scary things. I do think that some people are more open to it than others. And I totally do agree that the people who don't believe in it have never experienced it. And then once you have that really unexplainable experience, mm-hmm. it's like, how do I explain that? I heard my name. I saw the door shut. You try to debunk it, but sometimes you just can't.
Yeah. You know, that's why this show is really a good thing for so many people, because it is a safe place to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was listening to a psychologist, a researcher on basically happiness. And he said that there was a study done, and I found this so fascinating, that if you put someone in front of a very steep hill that they were going to have to climb, right, they had a perception of this hill, and you would rate it like on 1 to 10, like how hard is this going to be? And they would rate it like 8 or 9 or 10, right? This is going to be really hard. But if you put them at the bottom of the same hill with another person and they were going to climb it together, and then they said, rate how hard this was going to be, they'd say, you know, a 5 or a 6.
Because you got your buddy with you.
You have someone to share it with.
Yeah.
Right? That can help you. You can figure it out together. You're not all alone. And I think that's why this show is awesome, because we're kind of at the bottom of the hill with you, you know, that we're there mm-hmm. and, you know, I believe you. You know, when you're telling us stories, it's like, I believe these things happened to her.
And you know that one part about the face changing and the grin and the deep set eyes?
That's creepy.
Super creepy. It also makes me think, like, if that happened and I did see that, I would be like, this person I can't trust.
I wonder, is there a spirit within them?
Like, is this person so dark that I'm kind of seeing what they're really like mm-hmm. momentarily? Like, I don't know that I could trust that person.
Well, and I haven't ever really seen somebody's face change like that.
No, I never have.
But there have been people that I've looked in their eyes and I've thought, you know, I was really, you know, the eyes are supposedly the window to your soul. And there's been people I've thought, I just didn't quite.
I don't trust this person. I don't really. Mm-hmm. I'm getting bad vibes from this person. Because I've been around a few people like that. I'm like, I just mm-hmm. don't. I'm not comfortable around this person.
And yeah.
Listen to your inner gut all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept hoping in this whole story that at some point mom was going to come back and be like helping her navigate through this. Not saying that the mom's not there at all, because you and I have both established how we feel about that. But mm-hmm. I like to think that when things are dark, that the mom would be there to help her. And I hope, not even paranormally, I just hope in her life that she's settled and she's happy and, mm-hmm. and you know, with her husband and life is good. That's what I hope.
And it sounds as if she's very, very sensitive. But I'm not so sure a lot of these things seem to really bother her.
Yeah.
Like she says, you know, I hear somebody, you know, like at night or whatever. But it didn't sound like she was scared.
But she definitely feels energy. And that's something that I do as well. So that's just, I don't know. I just wanted to give her a hug after that whole thing about her mother, because I can't imagine that changes the whole path of your life.
It sure does.
Everything is different after that.
Yeah.
So thanks for writing in that story. I really, really appreciate that. So if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.